Getting to Know God's Angel, Judges 13:19-25.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
So Manoah took the young goat with the meal offering and offered it on the rock to Yahweh. Then the angel did an amazing thing as Manoah and his wife watched. For when the flame went up toward the sky from off the altar, Yahweh's angel ascended in the flame of the altar. Manoah and his wife watched, and they fell on their faces to the ground. But Yahweh's angel didn't appear to Manoah or his wife any more. Then Manoah knew that he was Yahweh's angel. Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die because we have seen God." But his wife said to him, "If Yahweh were pleased to kill us, he wouldn't have received a burnt offering and a meal offering at our hand, and he wouldn't have shown us all these things, nor would he have told us such things as these at this time." The woman bore a son and named him Samson. The child grew, and Yahweh blessed him. Yahweh's spirit began to move him in Mahanah Dan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. This was a shocking and amazing thing that happened. It surprised Manoah so much that he thought he would have to die. Whoever this angel was, Manoah called him God. Notice also what this angel chose to do. He ascended in the flame of the altar. Flames are painful, and the altar represents death for sin. Only Jesus' death can ascend to God in order to pay for our sins. This angel was illustrating Jesus' payment for our sin and was called God by Manoah. Even though the Bible doesn't use the word Jesus here, it is clear that this was Jesus, demonstrating what he would do for mankind. Manoah didn't understand that a way was being provided so he could actually experience God. God made it clear back in Exodus that seeing him in all his glory, as we are today, would cause a man to die if they did not come to him properly. God is great and perfect, and we are small and sinful. Our systems would overload if we saw God. But God is able to hold back a part of himself in order to become a man, and sacrifice is the way to approach God. Manoah's wife's logic was solid. Why would God accept a sacrifice and tell them to expect a son if he was just going to kill them? God knew what he was doing. As a result of this, we have more evidence that we can approach God through the sacrifice of Jesus and stay alive. John 14:8-10. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you such a long time, and you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I tell you, I speak not from myself, but the Father who lives in me does his works." So Manoah and his wife had their son, Samson. His story is probably the most well-known one in Judges. If you read the story in Sunday school, you may be in for a bit of a surprise, though. I don't think that the real story could be G-rated if it was turned into a movie. Also, Samson was not a very godly man. Knowing the law of Moses will help us see why.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.